You might be wondering why I'm standing in the locker room. Well, this video is not about training. It's about what to do after training, how to combat soreness. Now, I get sore every workout. I've been training for over 30 years. I get sore. There's levels of soreness. Am I uncomfortable for a day or two, or do I have trouble sitting on the toilet? Do I have trouble doing my daily activities? Do I have trouble lifting my arms to type on my computer? There's different levels of soreness. So I'm gonna go over quickly, and of course we go more in depth if you want later on each of these topics of how to combat soreness. So the first thing is get moving. The last thing you wanna do is just Netflix and chill. There's a time for Netflix and chill, but there's nothing wrong with getting up, moving around, getting some blood flow, going on a walk, doing some light stretching. That is all good. But I think you're watching this to hear about some of the stuff we hear about a lot, and that's ice baths, cold plunges. Talk about cold plunges for a second. So cold plunges will inherently reduce your body's ability to gain muscle. It just will. To what degree? We don't know. How much it blunts growth? I don't know. But let me put in perspective. If you're not able to train for 5 days because you're so sore, but you could cut that down to 2 days while taking a little bit of muscle growth off the picture, which are you better off? I don't know. I don't think anybody knows. We don't have that data available, but I would say that you're probably better off, if you're that sore, doing a little cold plunging. So how do you cold plunge and for how long? Good question. So based on all the data I've read, and again, it's still coming in, we're still learning more about cold plunge. You're looking at, you either need to be really, really cold. I'm talking under 40 degrees, 35 to 40 degrees for about 3 to 5 minutes. Okay, now you could go higher. Like average groundwater is what, in the 60s, let's see, put a little bit of ice in it, gets down to 50. If you're in the 50 degree range, you're looking at around 15, upwards of 15 plus minutes. So the question is, do you wanna be uncomfortable for 15 or more minutes, or really uncomfortable for 3 to 5 minutes? I'm gonna probably just go for the 3 minute one, get into a really, really, really cold plunge and just bear with it, and just make it happen, get it done right there. And it also depends on what phase you're in. For example, one of our legacy athletes is going to the NFL, right? So during the season, we're probably not gonna be focused on gaining, we're focused on maintaining, and we're focused on performing on Sundays. As you know, NFL players, they're really sore after the game. So if I have an NFL guy, and he gets done playing a game, and his number one goal is to get to 100% so he could practice, train, and get ready for next Sunday, you're damn right I'm gonna have him cold plunging. Lucky in the NFL, they have plenty of cold plunges for everybody. So again, if you're a performance athlete in season and your goal is to perform, yes, cold plunges are awesome. If you are someone in the off season who's trying to make as much lean mass gains as possible, in my opinion, unless you're that darn sore, avoid the cold plunge as much as possible. Cold showers are not an alternative. It's just not enough. Sorry, it's not enough. Now, cold plunges are great for that dopamine response. It's great for your brain. I like doing them here and there once in a while. It makes you feel, it gives you a sense of humility because of how small your manhood gets. But at the end of the day, you know, cold showers just ain't gonna cut it. So either plunge, let's say you fill your bathtub with cold water, buy a couple bags of ice from the store, dump it in, that'll get you around 50 degrees. If you have an actual cold plunge machine that gets below 40 degrees, there you go. Those are the two options. Heat. So I'll tell you this. So if you take a hot bath, what's it gonna do? It's actually gonna make you more uncomfortable. If you've ever trained legs, gotten a hot bath, I like to put Epsom salt in it. There's no science for it really, but whatever. Makes my skin feel good. It might relax my muscles. Magnesium's fine. So you throw Epsom salt in it, or you don't. You get into a very hot bath, one that's bearable, but slightly uncomfortable, right? Like you're not burning yourself, but it's like, pretty uncomfortable. What I do is I make it so I can get in, and once I'm in and I'm tolerated to it, I put it on hot and I go until I can't stand it. That's how I do it. So generally speaking, you're gonna increase the blood flow to the region that the hot water's on, which is the opposite of cold. However, the next day you'll probably feel a little bit better. So hot therapy is also an option. Another option, which there's even less data on, is contrast therapy. MTS Nutrition Machine Whey is one of the best-selling whey proteins of all time. However, we had an opportunity to improve the formula. We had an opportunity to lower the fat. We had an opportunity to lower the sugar. We also had an opportunity to make it taste even better. MTS Nutrition Machine Whey, still the same quality, but with an even better formula. Contrast therapy is when you go from hot to cold. Don't have much data on it, but if I was gonna do it, I would do like 10 minutes in the sauna and then 1 minute in the cold plunge and then alternate back and forth 3 times, maybe 5 times, depending on how much time you have. 10 to 1, 10 to 2, somewhere in there. Contrast therapy is another option. You bring it out, you pull it back in. You bring it out, you pull it back in. So those are options. Obviously nutrition's there. Fueling your body. Some people say that branched chain amino acids help them stay recover, make them less sore. There's no data to support that, none at all, but that's anecdotal. We have Machine Fuel at Tiger Fitness, but I'm not gonna promote it for that. I like it intra-workout based on the data I've seen on lean mass gains and fat loss. And then just overall, just being healthy, moving around. And if you're really sore, honestly, like we could look at all this, sometimes you just need an off day. Sometimes there's nothing wrong with Netflix and chill. Hopefully this helped you guys. Hopefully you can apply this to your lifestyle, apply this to what you're doing. There's other things I go over, red light therapy, very little data on that, and soreness. It does have some really cool function on the mitochondrial level. I personally use red light therapy. I have something called an Echo Vibe. That's a pad, it's like a pad that you put over. So when I have acute injuries, I'll put on my lower back when I drive. I plug it into my car. So many options. The one thing I will recommend against is acute icing. Do not ice anything. Icing's bad. That's a whole nother video. Ice bath and icing a direct area, completely different. One's systemic, one's not. Don't have to go over that, but do not ice. That's all I'll ask. Maybe a heating pad to help with blood flow, maybe, but those are it. But at the end of the day, soreness is part of life. Goal is to mitigate it and then treat the disease, not the symptom. Maybe you need to cut back your training just a little so you get to that point of just a little bit of soreness where it's not unbearable, okay? Moderate your training. Anyway, guys, hopefully this helped. Buy our supplements from tigerfitness.com because we're here to support you. We'd love for you to support us. That's not a game.